It must be time for Ron's update number 58. I'm in my mobile recording studio once again, giving you my update. I haven't had one for probably a week or so. My internet, my TV, my telephone, everything was down for about 4 or 5 days, or I guess it was 4 days actually. It had nothing to do why I didn't do an update, because I can record without having to have all those things available. I just can't put it online. So let's get started. Last week was a slow week, I guess. I think I only got in, if I count Sunday, which I don't normally do, because Sunday's supposed to be my first day of the week, but on Daily Mile goes Monday through Sunday, so sometimes, depending on what mood I'm in, I'll count Sunday as part of the week. But if I do count Sunday as part of last week, I got in a little over 17 miles, which is a drop from the two previous weeks, because two previous weeks I ran like 26 and I think close to 23 miles those 2 weeks. And using Sunday of this week, I only got in 17 something. And if I don't use Sunday, I only got in 11, see? So that's not that hot, right? But today I just finished running. The temperature has dropped down to a cool 92 degrees. It was 97 when I started. I went over to the Greenway Trail at Lilburn Park and ran 4 miles with my daughter, Laura. She called me after she got off work and said she was heading over there, wanted to know if I wanted to run. And I decided that might be a good opportunity, because I waited all morning for the telephone guys to fix my broadband and TV and telephone, so they were through before noon, but by then it was really hot and I was putting it off. And even though it was 97 when we went over to run today, it's a lot easier to run when you're running with somebody than if you're going to do it by yourself. I probably would have just procrastinated the day away and not even run at all today if Laura hadn't called me. So that's what's up for now. Going forward this next weekend, if I don't work at the golf course on Saturday, I'm planning on doing a Dirty Spokes trail race up in Cumming, Georgia. I'm hoping I'm not scheduled. But if I am scheduled, then I just won't get to run it. Because normally, if there's a race that I'm really planning on running, I'll put in a form telling them I'm not going to be able to work, and then I go run a race. But it wasn't one of my races I was keying in on, so I didn't even think about it. But it's only a 5 mile trail race, so if I'm not scheduled, I plan on doing that. And then of course in a week or two, couple of weeks, on July 4th is Peachtree. I have been training like I wanted to, but I still don't feel like I'm in shape like I was last year. I just don't know what's going on. It just hadn't been working out the way I thought it was going to. I mean, I did have a good interval workout a week ago where I did 10 quarters, but I just, you know how some, I might, it could be the heat. When it's hot like this, you just don't have the oomph to get out there and do some serious training. You just kind of go out and serve your time, basically, because the heat just wears you down. So you're really just kind of getting an aerobic workout. You really aren't doing a real serious training run. Now, if I got up early enough in the mornings, I could probably do that. But even on the days I run in the morning, I probably don't get out until about 10 o'clock. And I can get some good runs in at 10. It's usually not hot enough to wear me down. It's just the ones like today when I ran with Laura, and I've had a, you know, a couple other days when you can't get out in the morning, so you just kind of serve your time on those. And that's when I feel like I'm just not with it. But you never can tell. Peach trees at 7:30 in the morning, and the temperature is a lot different than 97 degrees. So we'll see how it turns out. So for now, I guess I'll go. I'm just about at Publix. I'm going to get something for supper and a chocolate milk. So I'll see you later. Bye.